This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
You better believe it. That little kid, man, he'll get you juiced up for a Wednesday. That's right. 7 o'clock, Wednesday, poll question. Fesco Dusty poll question. Now the draft is over. You can find this on the Fan 965 on Twitter. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we post this right after Jay Binkley. Now that the draft is over, how satisfied are you with what the Chiefs did? 75 to 100%, 50 to 75%, 25 to 50%, 0 to 25%. Better not see any of those last two or three. I feel like the favorites will be at 75 to 100%.
Yeah, I think so. I think it could be a unanimous runaway. I say that, but there's always somebody.
How about it? Right as you say it. 104 votes already in.
Yeah.
Mac had the poll question up for us. He's the one that constructed this. 61.5% are 75 to 100% satisfied with what the Chiefs did.
What has you not satisfied? If you're not that 75 to 100% satisfied on this draft, what has you not satisfied about this draft? Because I really did like this draft. I think the organization really likes this draft. And I think where they sit right now, I don't want to say it's a repeat of 22 because, you know, we're picking up options now for those guys and whatnot at the top of the first round. But I think it's one of Brett Veach's better drafts as we sit here today. It could turn out to be absolutely nothing. But the information that we have today and what we've seen in the last 5 days, how could you not be 75 to 100% satisfied? I'd like to know. What's keeping you from being in that category?
I think I have the answer, but I'll continue the results.
Okay.
32.7% are 50 to 75% satisfied. 2.9 and 2.9 are at 25 to 50 to 0 to 25%.
That's just...
I think the 100% satisfactory rate would be is if Josh Simmons was like told he's good to go day one.
Gotcha. That's fair point. Okay.
I think then you'd have everybody just like unanimously like slam dunking. Oh, yeah, okay. We're good. We got the left tackle of the future. We've got a backup just in case, or we have a guy that can... you know, be ready day one, but he's ready and waiting. So I think the Simmons thing, it's kind of like, how do you, you know, feel about the offseason? Let me know what Trey Smith's contract is. Then I'll give you my full percentage of how I feel.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people are. Like, there's still some unanswered questions going into the new season. What's Trey Smith's contract going to look like?
Right.
We're still kind of in the air with McDuffie's contract. Obviously, they were picked up yesterday, which was just an amazing tweet from Schefter.
A
word salad, right?
Yeah, well, that one and the one from James Palmer, too. That's another guy who cares more about his hair. Look what they're going to do. Of course, they're going to pick up the options for those two guys. Why wouldn't
it's
they?
It's news. So like Karloftis and McDuffie, the two names that you mentioned as well. But I think, you know, The worst thing that like I think a fan can have is like the unknown.
Yeah.
Right? Like it goes with every aspect of a sport. Like we don't know what this guy's gonna do tonight for the Royals, making his like debut or whatever is pitching for Reagan's spot because they're pushing him back a start.
Yeah, who is it?
Vern said his name last night. I was like, no, I don't know.
I don't know who that guy is.
Which means hopefully the reverse.
Yeah,
psychology
the reverse
works,
happens.
Right?
Yeah, Tampa doesn't know how to hit the baseball tonight
because
they've never seen
this guy. It is Noah Cameron facing Drew Rasmussen.
Never heard of him.
Wasn't Rasmussen that guy from like the old days that like had like a cult following of women?
Rasputin.
That's right. Yeah.
There was a Dennis Rasmussen back in the day. Maybe those two guys got married.
I think Alan Rickman played
Rickman.
Rickman.
Yeah, Alan Rickman. I am Alan Rickman.
RIP to one of the greats, Professor Snape.
Is Alan Rickman.
Great voicemail, Family Guy.
That's A for Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
A L for A. Look, it's Alan Rickman.
Okay. Space. I think the one thing that you always see in the unknown, even like in the playoffs, right? There's like that always like, gosh, I just wish I knew who we played. You know, it's like, or I wish I knew like the result of this game, because I don't know if we're playing Houston or are we playing Buffalo. I'd rather play Houston than Buffalo or whatever it is.
We've spent so much time on the unknowns, don't we, in life? Like my wife always says, yeah, my wife always says, don't borrow trouble. But I will say this, and from, you know, the seat that I'm in right now, like, even if you're not sure, hasn't Brett Veach earned your trust? Or you just go, okay, this guy's aced every draft basically since he's been here. Like, he's earned that level of trust. And that's where I kind of look at fans who think they know more than a man who's won 3 Super Bowls and been to 5, and people complain about that stuff. And that's your right to complain about it. But I just look at the results and go, I think Brett knows what he's doing. I think he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders. And if he's drafting guys, there's a reason why. You can have your opinions about him, but at the end of the day, if you don't know how to feel and you don't know what's going on, go, yeah, I trust Brett Veach, man. They've done a nice job. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on this one.
2 notes. Noah Cameron is from St. Joe, so he's a local kid. So there's that from the text.
I was going to say, is he from Cameron, Missouri? Pretty much is.
And the other thing that I will bring up is where I think the text line, and I agree with the text line with this, and I don't want, you know, the GM to call up to the radio station and say that I'm bitching and moaning like that one guy did for Buffalo, which he was great yesterday on McAfee's show. Just kind of won me over. But you know,
the GM, for Brandon Buffalo Bean,
yeah, he was great on his show. And anyways, but like, I'm with the Texans on this. This is a loaded running back class. And this is part of like where I can hear you say this now, because I didn't get what I wanted. It's why I get to knock it down, which I think is fair after the draft. I would have loved to seen with the depth of this running back class, them take somebody before the 7th round. Now, again, I will never sit here and complain about what Brett Veach does, because he's brought 3 Super Bowls, been to 5 times. He's won multiple, you know, conference championships, divisional championships. All that's been there. So he has the floor for as long as he wants it.
And nobody wears a red blazer better than me other than him.
And I was just, that's what I wanted. I wanted it in the 3rd round, maybe the 4th. And we got a kid in the 7th round that, like, you know, may or may not be a part of this team. But from what we were going into, from what we heard, and you know, we always call it smokescreen season. Myself, I think Carrington included, I think Mac included, we're all like, they're definitely taking a running back, and they're going to take one in, like, you know, the honey hole of what the draft was. And I thought that's where they were going to go.
Same.
They didn't do that. They're telling you right now, it is Kareem Hunt, it is Isaiah Pacheco, and we'll try it out in another year or two.
Yeah, but who does it say this Breshard Smith kid isn't
and that's also
a star,
fair,
right?
Like, and that's the other side of it.
They found good players throughout this entire draft. And I want to, in our next segment, get into this 3rd round pick of to why they didn't take a running back and why that pick makes a lot of sense for what the Chiefs ended up doing in the 3rd round. So we can get into that, you know, in our next segment, because I think once you hear this story about this, is it Ashton, Austin, Gillotti?
Yep.
Jeffrey Bassa?
I honestly had no idea who you were talking about yesterday.
Talking about, like, the creator of Amazon.
I don't know who this guy is.
Never heard of him.
You know,
he wasn't a real person, so that's
fair. But this Ashton Gillotti, and I'll remember his name Gillotti because it's like gelato, and I like gelato.
Underrated.
Eats ice cream, and gelato is an Italian ice cream. So there you go, Ashton Gillotti. There's a great backstory about this kid and where he was picked and why it is so awesome to see what the Chiefs did.